Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues, which is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and MTE's charitable foundation is Sharing Change. And it's funded by members who round up their electric bills each month to the nearest dollar and support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, today we are going to be talking about a really cool event that is now in its sixth year. And joining us in conversation today, Lucy Birchfield with the United Way of South Central Tennessee. That's an old habit to break.
Know.
Do you even have new... Yeah, you've got new name tags and all. Wow.
But it's still hard to say, so.
It is. Do you slip up and do that
too? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. We're going to be talking today about the storybook breakfast, and that's always fun. And Dr. Austin Vogel is here with MMC Pediatrics, which is the presenting sponsor. So good to have you both.
Thank
Great to
you.
Be here.
Well, so, Lucy, this is... a very interesting event that seems to just grow in popularity as year after year.
It really is. And our now CEO and President Kristen Swan, when she was in a different role at United Way several years ago, this was kind of her inception, her idea. And it really was targeting a different audience. We have a lot of events in this town. I don't think I have to tell anybody that.
Right.
You could go to one every night if you wanted to. But a lot of them are similar. And this is targeting children and families, and it's bringing literacy to life, which is one of our bold goals, is early childhood education and literacy efforts. And so this event funds the Dolly Parton Imagination Library for Rutherford and Cannon currently, counties right now, although we do support all the counties in our new footprint. We are the sustaining partner for Rutherford and Cannon. So it's kind of like Disney World meet and greet for your kid's favorite story. So it's larger-than-life characters, these really cool costumes, and they can come and spend time and visit and take pictures. We have other activities. We have breakfast. We have puppet time from Lawn Ball Library. So it's really just a fun activity for children, family, grandparents, caregivers, anyone to come, especially in the winter when there's not as much fun stuff to do, get out of the house.
Right.
And come bring literacy to life. And we're just so grateful to partner with MMC because we feel like our pediatricians are such a critical role in that relationship of your child's health. And people don't always relate that to literacy, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. What is the date of the event?
So Storybook Breakfast. You just put me on the spot. I'm second guessing
myself.
I know,
because I don't have it on my list. That's why I thought I would put you on the spot. I've been looking.
No.
I've got it here.
We have so many events going on. I was about to say Baby Basics, which is February 15th and 16th. I think it's March 1st.
Yes, it is okay. March 1st.
March 1st, overall.
There's going to be two entry times, 8:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. Looks like I have here tickets, $15 per person, $60 per household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
I had all of that except March 1st, and I thought, well, Lucy will surely know. So,
well,
we did.
Never count on that.
You know, sometimes that recall,
it's a little slow.
It's in there somewhere. It's just like me, too. So, it's the sixth annual event. And Dr. Vogel, I know that MMC Pediatrics is the presenting sponsor, but you all are kind of really hands-on with this event. Why is that?
Absolutely. I think this is a super important event just because it highlights the importance of reading and literacy in our community. I attended last year. My son went as well. We'll both be there this year again. Getting to be there, open up a book, read with the children. It's a really unique and fun experience. There's a lot of really important studies that have been done about reading, and one in particular topic that people talk about a lot of the time is the 1 million word gap, which is something that we basically look at the spoken words that children hear between birth and age 5, and the difference between parents who read daily to their children versus the parents who do not ends up being about 1 million words that children are missing out on hearing.
Wow.
Over that time period. And that's it's a really important thing and something that I hope we can highlight with this event to kind of emphasize the importance of reading and literacy in the community.
Well, when my kids were
before they were born and all of that. You know, my wife was a big proponent of that. And, it, you know, even reading before they were here, and it's like, okay, well, maybe so. But then, you know, one of the things that we always vowed not to do is to talk like, you know, in a baby voice to them. And you just talk in your normal voice and use words and read, do a lot of reading. And I can't get my daughter to shut up, and my my son's a pastor, so he doesn't hush either. So, you know, I guess that word recall. But there is something to that. I mean, they always seem to be a little more advanced, and things came a little easier to them, even in subjects like math, because, you know, I guess there are studies that show that, but that's just one example for personal situation.
Absolutely. I mean, reading is the foundation for a lot of the things that they're going to be learning in school. And it's just, it's something that if they have a good foundation early, then it's going to serve them well for a long time. I definitely think that this is something that we should be emphasizing as pediatricians, something that I talk to families about on a regular basis, but also excited to kind of partner in the community and emphasize this on a broader scale.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting the world that we are in now, because there are some people that where audiobooks, that's how they consume, and they can read but hearing it. I'm an auditory learner, you know, and so it seems to sink in that way. I would used to record on a cassette recorder my notes for class and just listen to them over and over again. So that's how I passed a few tests. You know, all of that kind of goes hand in hand.
It does. And I think that there's a lot of different ways that you can look at this. And this is another thing that I emphasize to parents a lot of the time is, you know, you may have a family coming in and they're saying, well, my child runs around the room the whole time. They won't even hardly listen to a story. And that's very much to be anticipated. But, you know, even if you could get them to sit there with you for a few seconds and point at the fire truck, point at the dog, and just kind of, you know, work on words and recognition, that is great bonding time. That's great learning time. You know, it doesn't have to be a full 10-minute story that they sit right there and listen to, which is probably not going to happen very often.
No, that is definitely the case. But it's a special time. Trust me, from a guy who has a 25 and 22-year-old, you're going to want those moments too together.
Absolutely.
With your kids, and that's always very, very special. The Storybook Breakfast also, Lucy mentioned, kind of brings the books to life when you have the characters there. That engages the kids a lot more, I would think, and also maybe helps to develop a love for learning and reading.
Absolutely. I think anything we can do to hold their interest, you know, obviously sitting there and reading a chapter book is probably not going to be something that they're super excited about at 2 and 3 years old. But when they can see their favorite characters running around and they can go take a picture with them and, you know, get a hug and that sort of thing, it really kind of emphasizes the impact and the importance and may encourage them to be more interested in reading time.
Yeah. Imagination Library is such a wonderful benefit, and, you know, there's really no reason to not be a part of that. I'm sure that's something that you encourage at MMC Pediatrics.
Absolutely. I tell all of my patients about it, and this is something that we get at our house. We get the Dolly Parton books coming all the time, and it's exciting. You know, we just kind of view it as, oh, my son got a piece of mail, and he gets to open it up, and he gets excited to have a new book. And,
yeah,
you know, I think building it into your routine is an important part of it. And so, you know, going ahead and signing up, getting the books delivered to your house, making it a part of your nighttime routine so that your children have an active part in it.
My kids always used to love going to the mailbox. And I told them, I said, when you get older, you're going to hate going to the mailbox because there's nothing but bills. And they're seeing that now. So, joining us today from the United Way of South Central Tennessee, Lucy Birchfield and Dr. Austin Vogel with MMC Pediatrics. And the 6th Annual Storybook Breakfast presented by MMC Pediatrics is coming up on March 1st, 8:30 and 10 a.m., and it'll be over at Overall Creek Elementary. Lucy, is this, you've done it at Overall Creek for a little bit,
yeah,
haven't you?
It's just a great location for a lot of reasons. For one, the space is kind of exactly what we need. We have breakfast and activities in the cafeteria. We have reading time and story time with our special guests like Dr. Vogel, reading in the hall. And then we have the characters in the gym, and puppet time is in the gym. And, you know, supporting Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is so important because, to piggyback on the research, you know, about the million word gap, we at United Way want to help parents and children in every way we can. And so when you have something like Storybook bringing it to life, you have something like Imagination Library that's getting books in the home, because we know that having books in the home is critical to overcoming the million word gap. If you don't have books, you can't read aloud.
Sure.
We also have a program called Born Learning, where we take families and caregivers, and we really teach you how to be your child's first learner, and doing exactly what Dr. Vogel said, making sure even at the grocery store, in the car, you're saying, what color is the light? It's red, it's green. What is this in the grocery store? What does that box say? Da, 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 da. And that really helps kind of come at this issue from all different angles. So this event is just really special. It's very unique, and it's really addressing help. It's one piece of how we're addressing this issue of literacy and early childhood education. And I can't think of a better way to support it than to bring the kiddos in your life on a winter day when you're all going to be stir crazy, and come and have some good breakfast and have fun with reading. And the kids get so tickled seeing their pediatricians reading, because they've never seen them anywhere other than the doctor's office. And so it's exciting for them. It's fun for them to see their doctor up there reading. And it's just a really neat day.
Yeah. You don't hide the syringe or anything, do you?
No secret shots.
No secret shots, yeah. That you know, those first several years of going to the doctor, I mean, the kids kind of get like, I know what's coming. I don't want to go. So that is kind of neat. I didn't think about it from that perspective. You did mention that this is a fundraiser, but it's really it's a Saturday. You're looking for something to do on a Saturday morning. You get all of the things with it. I mean, you get your breakfast done, you have fun, all that kind of thing. So
absolutely. And currently we have 17,000 children enrolled in the program, and that number is expected to grow, as is postage, as we all know,
right?
So every year this program gets more and more expensive, which is a problem we love to have, because we want these books in everybody's house. But Dolly, who started the program and we love and adore, she's the queen, but she doesn't pay for the books anymore. So this is a partnership with the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation. So they pay half and we pay half. So that half gets pretty pricey. So this is a really neat way. And that's why we cap it at $60 per family. We know that there's families with lots of kids and there's families with a few kids, and we didn't want one to be able to attend and one be priced out. So we have that $60 cap in hopes that everyone that wants to come can afford to come. If you can't, let us know, because we do have sponsors sometimes that don't use their tickets. So we sometimes have some extra tickets, so just call our office. But, you know, this is a great way to serve a lot of needs for the children and for this program. So we really encourage everybody to come and check it out. We promise you'll be back. You won't do it once and never come back. You right. will come back.
And it's a way to, Dr. Vogel, to, you know, even if your kids are part of Imagination Library, you know, and they get the books, but you have the means to be able to even afford those books, but they're there, it's delivered, it's all part of it, but you can give back, you can help support to keep that program going for those who maybe wouldn't be able to afford it without the United Way.
Absolutely. And one of the things I think about is just, you know, coming together as a community and me being a part of the community, you know, me being there, like she said, they're seeing their pediatrician in a different way than they may normally see them. But more from my end, you know, it's powerful and meaningful to get to be a part of the community, get to help out and give back to the place where I was raised as well. And so something that I think we can all do to support the community, support, you know, the funds that it takes to get these books together and to get them into the homes so that children can have a good start off with reading.
The 6th annual Storybook Breakfast presented by MMC Pediatrics is March 1st. Two different sessions, 8:30 and 10 a.m. And tickets will go on sale on the website next week.
Absolutely. Just check our website and you'll find all the information you can need, or reach out to us individually.
Absolutely. Your local uw.org/storybook. Thank you both. Thank you both for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And if you missed part of the conversation, we'll have the podcast up shortly at wgnsradio.com. Check it out there.